This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's State of Forest Report 2023. The participants are Anoop Singh, Director General, Forest Survey of India, and Niharika Bhuvania, Anchor.
Recently, the India State of Forest Report 2023 was released at the Forest Research Institute in Dehradun. And that report gives us deep insight into India's overall forest health. And by deep insight, I mean detailed information on forest cover, tree cover, mangrove cover, and the like. The figures have been very encouraging. So for instance, we've discovered that the forest and tree cover over the country is approximately 25.17% of the geographical area of the entire country. And there has also been an increase of 1,445 square kilometers in the forest and tree cover of the country. And we are glad to be in conversation today with Mr. Anoop Singh, DG, Forest Survey of India.
Very happy to be here.
First up, I would like to begin with the significance of the India State of the Forest report. And can you also quickly tell us what the major objective of the report is?
As the name implies, we are talking about the state of forest. So it tells about the state of forest of the country. And for the progress of any nation, a balanced strategy is required. With development and environment, they go hand in hand. So while development of the nation is very, very important, undoubtedly, at the same time, environment also has to improve, because that is what is going to keep us healthy. So India's State of Forest report serves as a mirror of our own policies and efforts and can also be reviewed as a report card. So are we going in the right direction? Where are we, missing out? What states are not doing well? What states are doing well? What lessons we are learning and how we can improve upon them? So it is talking about the changes in the forest cover of the country, the states, the districts, as well as the growing stock. So India State of Forest Report is basically a primary information source which is used across the country, including central governments, state governments, forestry professionals, forest departments, academia, international organizations, media, students, NGOs. It's a very awaited report and people like to analyze it. They like to talk about it. They like to criticize it.
I can figure out from what you just told me is that, it surveys the forests and the tree cover across the length and breadth of the country. And I'm sure, it would involve lots of complex technology. So can you also walk us through the broad methodology that is used in developing this report, as also the technology that is put in use to collect the data appropriately?
The most important part of this report is that this is not perceptive. It's not just perception based. It's not that you see and you say, no, in this report, we are not talking about the area that we are simply passing through. We are talking about the entire country. So it's wall to wall. The entire country is covered. And this is done very scientifically. So we take satellite imagery from National Remote Sensing Center. Our own Indian Remote Sensing Satellite is there. And we use a sensor called LIS-3 data, LIS-3 sensor. So we use data from the LIS-3 sensor, which is giving the satellite imagery. And the Forest Survey of India main work is we are carrying out the interpretation of this data, some corrections of the data. We actually see the data and we interpret as to what type of forest is there, whether dense or medium or open or, scrub or non-forest. And then followed by our interpretation, rather while we are doing our interpretation, we are also visiting the field a lot to keep us on the right track so that we are not interpreting anything wrongly. So this particular season, we went for a lot of ground truthing. Our people are going to the ground and they will be checking the work done by them and making course correction if we are going wrong in any direction. Besides that, we also carry out forest inventory and trees outside forest inventory. When we say forest inventory, that means we are going inside the recorded forest areas and we are laying sample plots distributed over the length and breadth of the country. So again, in the period of 2016 to 2022, we had laid around 90,000 plots all over the country, inside as well as outside forest area. When I talk about outside forest area, I mean the agricultural fields or the community lands or the homesteads or even the towns and cities, where we have got forestry. So we are visiting the entire country and we are trying to capture the tree information also. So, it's both technology based and as our honorable minister said, that we also have a lot of foot soldiers who are going to the field and collecting the data.
Definitely, that gives us a very comprehensive picture of how work is carried out on ground and the extensive research that goes into the preparation of this report. So now let me come to some facts and figures from what the report reveals. There is an increase of about 1,445 square kilometers in the total forest and tree cover of the country as compared to 2021. And also currently 25.17% of the geographical area of the country has forest and tree cover. So I would say those are some very encouraging figures, and I assume that we are moving in the right direction.
Definitely, we are moving in the right direction. Our policy says 33% of forest and tree cover. So already we have achieved 25.17%. I mean, we used to be called a developing nation. I don't think we are a developing nation now. We are quite a developed nation. And in spite of the conflicting forces, sometimes of population pressure, livestock pressure, grazing pressure and all that, the forests are also growing because now there's a lot of people's participation. Every common man in living in the village or in the cities, they have realized the importance of green, and they don't go around for, you know, cutting of trees. Forest protection committees are formed at village levels. There are policies at the central government as well as state government level. So forest protection committees also, you know, the guys in the villages, the youngsters, the women, they are very excited about protecting forests. They are joining hand in hand with the, you know, forest staff. And besides that, a lot of positive actions are coming from sectors other than the forestry sector also. For example, government started the Ujjwala scheme. So Ujjwala scheme, when you're talking about the LPG gas distribution, so it has also reduced a lot of pressure from the fuel wood that was going out of the forest for firewood, for lighting fires and cooking and all that. So that reduction has taken place. So things are on the positive track. When we had COVID, you know, we were all realizing the importance of oxygen, and, you know, when we were, I mean, it was a very tough, and God forbid that time comes again. So I remember we also had COVID and we used to use oxygen concentrator. But as we all know and realize, oxygen concentrator can only concentrate the oxygen. It cannot produce the oxygen. Production of oxygen is only from trees. So we know the value of trees, we know the value of leaves, and very rightly so, in our Indian culture, we have been worshipping the trees. They really need to be worshipped.
Very valid point, Mr. Singh, indeed. And at this point, I'm also joined by Mr. Prakash Dash, who's our correspondent from Bhubaneswar. And, you know, speaking of the state of Odisha, so Odisha is one of the top four states showing maximum increase in forest and tree cover. And it's also one of the top three states showing maximum increase in forest cover. So Prakash, can you quickly take us through the efforts that have made this possible?
In the India State of Forest Report 2023, Odisha has ranked second in the country for maximum increase in green cover inside a recorded forest area. Odisha reported an increase of 118.17 square kilometer of forest, Odisha's forest size. Excluding the tree cover, increased to 52,433.56 square kilometer in 2023 from 52,281.67 square kilometer in 2021, registering a growth of 151.89 square kilometer during the period. Odisha's current forest and tree cover stands at 37.63% of its total geographical area of 155,707 square kilometer. At least 12 districts, mostly the tribal dominated, have reduced decline in their forest cover, which is really a concerning. Growth in forest cover is significant given the loss it faced due to a cyclone, forest fires and other calamities. The growth is primarily due to three reasons: large-scale plantation and protection of the forest cover by forest field staff, and over 16,000 Ban Suraksha Samiti members that has been set up in Odisha. This is the main reason for which there is a maximum increase in the green cover.
Many thanks, Prakash. That indeed gives us a comprehensive picture of the state and the efforts that have made this possible. So at this point, I would also like to mention that Chhattisgarh is also one of the top four states showing maximum increase in forest and tree cover. As also, it is one of the top three states area-wise having the largest forest cover. So we have a report from our Raipur correspondent, Mr. Vikalp Shukla. Let's hear what he has to say.
About 44% of the total area of Chhattisgarh is forest area. According to the Indian Forest Survey report, Chhattisgarh has recorded the maximum increase in forest and tree cover nationwide, with a combined growth of 683.62 square kilometer, securing the topmost position, surpassing other states in the country. Chhattisgarh's total forest cover now stands at an impressive 55,812 square kilometers. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai congratulated the department on this achievement. He said that this important achievement is the result of continuous conservation and dedicated efforts of the forest department. Thank you.
Very quickly, back to you, Mr. Singh. So, you know, what I hear from the report is that there is a 5,227 square kilometer increase in bamboo area as compared to the last assessment done in 2021. So how important is this in all-round progress, and what role does bamboo play in this entire thing, you know?
See, bamboo has always been a very important species for the forest. As we all know, bamboo is called the poor man's timber. In the past, a lot of bamboo was being used by paper mills. And now we can see a variety of products in the market like toothbrushes, combs. And I was recently informed that even cloth is being manufactured by bamboo. And that cloth is very airy and very good for using during the summer season. So it's trending now. So, I mean, bamboo around the world, if you take around 2.5 billion people around the world, they are for subsistence needs, they depend on bamboo. In India also, around 2 million traditional artisans whose livelihoods are depending on harvesting, processing, value addition, and selling of bamboo products. In many of these states, we have got societies like Burud Society in Andhra Pradesh, where the entire work on the bamboo products they do and the marketing they do. So it is a very versatile. And the beauty of bamboo is that it grows very fast. Yeah, I mean, traditionally, it's a grass, so it grows very fast. And ecologically also, bamboo, besides providing a lot of cover, is ecologically very important for the birds and the other crawling, creeping creatures like snakes and scorpions. And also, they form home. I mean, bamboo is a place where they can make their home. So, and what we have done in our country is, you know, the policies, we have changed the policies. So, bamboo movement in the country is not restricted now, and bamboo can move freely. So that has encouraged the trade of bamboo also. In many places, they are also going ahead with the planting of bamboo in agricultural areas. So a lot of promotion is there. It's a friend of the farmers.
Mr. Singh, at this point, I also want to ask you what can be done at the individual or at the community or village level to conserve and expand our forest cover.
What is happening is, as I have told in with the COVID, we learned lessons. But these lessons I am talking about mainly in the urban areas. But in the rural areas, you know, traditionally, we have always depended on the forest and the trees therein. I mean, a lot of medicinal value of the plants that are being grown in the rural areas, it is there. I am surprised when we go to the forest protection committees and they tell us about what they are getting out of the forest and how much knowledge they possess. What traditional knowledge that is in our traditional, you know, literature on Ayurveda and all. A lot of knowledge is still existing with the village people. They are using it. Besides that, at some places, without the tree cover, they cannot go for any coffee cultivation or anything. And without tree cover, the rains are getting affected. And without the cover of trees, their lands are becoming fallow. So they and animals and birds, so the entire ecosystem is getting disturbed where the trees are being cut and people have started realizing it. So many places, the forest protection companies, they are working with so much of zeal and supporting the forest department that, I mean, absolutely the smuggling is stopped. And I remember during my time as a divisional forest officer, the forest protection committees used to actually come with us and help us in seizing the lorries and all which were involved in any illegal smuggling. So it's a very heartening thing. The entire Jan Jagriti, what we talk about, that is happening. And tribal people as well as villagers, they are coming along with us. So that is what we need in our country.
Definitely, you know, it's all about community effort and collective effort. And with that, we come to the end of today's Spotlight. Many thanks to you, Mr. Singh, for sparing your time and for joining us on today's episode.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You are listening to a discussion on India's State of Forest Report 2023. The participants were Anoop Singh, Director General, Forest Survey of India, and Niharika Bhuania, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.